Scripture reading is in Isaiah 41, starting at the 10th verse. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Surely I will help you. Surely I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Behold, all those who are angered at you will be shamed and dishonored. Those who contend with you will be as nothing and will perish. You will seek those who quarrel with you, but will not find them. Those who war with you will be as nothing and non-existent. For I am the Lord your God, who upholds your right hand, who says to you, do not fear, I will help you. Do not fear, you worm Jacob, you men of Israel. I will help you, declares the Lord, and your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel. Behold, I have made you a new sharp threshing sledge with double edges. You will thresh the mountains and polarize them and will make the hills like chaff. You will winnow them and the wind will carry them away and the storm will scatter them, but you will rejoice in the Lord. You will glory in the Holy One of Israel. The afflicted and needy are seeking water, but there is none. And their tongue is parched with thirst. I, the Lord, will answer them myself. As the God of Israel, I will not forsake them. I will open rivers on the bare heights and springs in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land mountains of water, fountains of water. I will put the cedar in the wilderness, the acacia and the myrtle and the olive tree. I will place the juniper in the desert, together with the box tree and the cypress, that they may see and recognize and consider and gain insight as well that the hand of the Lord has done this, and the Holy One of Israel has created it. Bow with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these wonderful words of encouragement, words that lets us know that you care about us, that you're concerned about everything in our life, and Heavenly Father, that you will do for us as we need. And Heavenly Father, right now, we ask that you will bless the thoughts and the other words and scriptures that we will read and express to you. And Heavenly Father, bless them and allow them to bless each one of us as you would have. And in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we ask these things, and amen. And my text to you is Isaiah 41 and 10. And I would like to read from the King James Version. You can look the other version. But from the King James Version, Isaiah 41 and 10 reads, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. And today, I want to entitle my message to you as, be not dismayed. Fear not. Don't be dismayed. It is doubtful that there has ever been a generation as frightened as ours about the present things that are about us. It's the present thing and the unknown things that is causing such fear around us. And many of our fears, which prevent our happiness and lower our quality of life, can be traced to self-interest. There has never been a time when God's children needed the encouragement, the support, and the comfort of the words in our scripture, fear thou not. Never has a these words been needed and no and more applicable than today? If we will only put to use these challenging words, we will be sheltered beneath God's wings, protected and provided for by His unmeasurable and unfailing love. Note within my scripture to you today that God's protection is expressed in five promises of these scriptures to each one of us. And the first of these five promises is, I am with thee. That's an assurance. An assurance by the Almighty Creator God that brought you and I into this world. He says, I will be and I am with you. And these encouraging words would derive their value from the one who spoke them. He's never made a promise that he has not brought about. God's presence cheers and inspires us with fearlessness. Our circumstances and surroundings may seem dark and discouraging, but we will be safe as God is with us. He is fully able to cope with any situation, any circumstance, any affliction that comes our way, that life brings to us. He's fully, well, capable to meet and overcome the challenge. We can overcome with Him, regardless of how serious the situation or circumstance may be. He's equal to every emergency. And most of life's perplexing problems will vanish when God is with us. The assurance of His presence with us applies to our struggles and to our afflictions and to our trials. It's good to know that God is with His children in the midst of their great enterprises, their unusual responsibilities that we have, and the strenuous labors that we go through. That's a part of each day of our life. And it's impossible to explain fully the thrill that it is to know that we have God to call on, that He cares for us, and that He is going to hear, and that He is going to respond to our everyday needs. His presence, however, does not mean that we are exempt from the pains of life, or that having Him will mean that we won't have trials, or that we won't have occasional fears. But our scripture says, do not fear. Do not be overly anxious about anything, for I am with you. Implication is, no matter what comes your way, I'm going to be there to help. And with me, you can overcome. You can be victorious, and you will. It increases our faith to hear Him say, I am with thee. And this assurance of God's presence is not only a comfort, but it's a challenge also. It not only begets confidence, but it calls us to be obedient to Him, to do our part. Secondly, after His assurance to us I'm always going to be there for you. You're one of my children. You're in my family. I'm going to be there with you. Secondly, God says, I am thy God. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. Be not dismayed may be interpreted to mean don't be overly anxious about what's going on about you. When you look around and see certain things happening that might would discourage you, that might would cause you to wonder, is God really there? Is he going to come through for me? Is he really hearing what I'm bringing to him? But he's saying, don't be overly caught up in what you see going on about you. Do not focus your eyes upon your environment. If you look around today, you'll see trouble on every hand. And you'll be made to wonder what might happen to you tomorrow. I am thy God. And this fact implies the infinite love that God has for each of us. On our part, I am God implies reverence, submission, and obedience. On God's part, it implies his guardianship of us and blessing. God takes special care of his own. They are always safe when he is with them. In him are all the resources that they will ever need. He will never fail those who trust, worship, and serve him. I am with thee. I am thy God. And thirdly, I will strengthen thee. And all who have truly believed on Christ certainly have a right to claim this promise. I will be there for you. I will strengthen you in your time of need. It's encouraging to know that we'll never be in a position where God, who is adequate for all circumstances and emergencies, cannot strengthen us. We will never be in that situation where he cannot strengthen us. He will always be with us in his sustaining power. And he will infuse strength into our fearful hearts and invigorate our spirits. Every now and then we seem to be confronted with some gigantic task or with some duty that seems to be above our capabilities to deal with. And it's strengthening and encouraging for us to know that that will never happen. It'll never be that kind of situation or circumstance. With God, there is nothing too difficult for God. No matter how seemingly impossible the task or how heavy the load, his resources are limitless, will always be sufficient. In our weakness, we need the strength that he promises and that he alone can give. Fourthly, he promises, I will help thee. And God's promise in these words, I will help thee, suggests that we have something to do and that God will be there to help us do it. It speaks of cooperation and a glorious task. And this promise means I will render you personal assistance. I will help thee. It implies that as we go down life's pathway, we will have burdens to bear that will be too heavy for us. And we will need God's help because we will be taxed beyond our capability to deal with it. We will need help from God when we are taxed beyond our abilities physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally. God is both willing and is able to give us all the help that we need and all the help that we need as the need arises. But we must remember, He may not help us just at the time and in the manner that we have in mind ourselves and already have made up that we think God should respond. He may not do that in the time we have and in the manner that we think best, already decided in our mind. But we can assure that the way that He does respond may not be what we had in our mind, but it will be the best for us, the best for the situation. Lastly, the fifth promise, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. And we know that the grasp of a hand signifies present and close friendship. The right hand also signifies power. And with God, there isn't any offhand or left-handed, sinister, bad, evil type of work. With God, it's always all right, right-hand work. And His faithful and victorious right hand can be relied on to support those who have placed their hearts and their lives and their trust in Him as our Heavenly Father, as our spiritual leader and head, the one who has promised always to be there. God will never fail to uphold His own or His children. And His strength will always be sufficient for the need. We have the assurance of His presence. We have His assurance of His power. We have the assurance that He will always hear, supply the need as He knows best for us. And the assurance of His presence and His power is the source of courage that danger cannot dispel, of suffering that cannot be exhausted, and death cannot destroy. God's help will always be there to meet the need, whether it's danger, whether it's suffering, whether it's mourning or death. God will always be there. Is there any encouragement to surpass these things that I brought to you, His promises? We only have to believe and act on His promises. Know that He will always be there. Know that He cares for us. Know that He is God, our Creator. Know that He provides and said, I will not only be there and be your Father, but I will strengthen you, give you strength to meet the need. I'll help you. And I will uphold you with my right hand of righteousness. Only believe Him. Be willing to act on Him. And know that we need to apply Him to our daily life and to our circumstances. Be not dismayed. Don't find yourself looking around at the particular circumstances of the moment and within your mind being overwhelmed by those immediate circumstances. Be not dismayed. Fear thou not. Let's read our blessing, God's blessing to us and each other. Stand, and David will have that. This is number 6 and 24. Let's read that together. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His face on you and give you peace. And I know we all need that.